The mid-November G20 summit in Brisbane, Australia, comprised of the world's 20 strongest developed and emerging economies, put fighting worldwide corruption as a key focal point. But many in the transparency and accountability community say the final communiques put out by G20 nations fell short of expectations and failed to fully address systemic corruption problems. Raymond Baker, the president of the Washington-based group Global Financial Integrity, says, quote, "The G20 passed up a golden opportunity to begin tackling this global scourge by curbing the abuse of anonymous companies and instituting public country-by-country reporting for multinational corporations." This despite a post-summit communique that addressed so-called beneficial ownership, meaning the persons or entities that benefit from controlling these anonymous shell corporations. The G20 summit said the countries should ensure that competent authorities, including law enforcement and prosecutorial authorities, tax authorities, and financial intelligence units, have timely access to adequate, accurate, and current information regarding beneficial ownership. But this position taken by the G20 breaks no new ground, according to some good governance groups. While we welcome the G20's focus on the problems that anonymous companies cause, the principles do not actually present any new ideas or policies for curbing them. That's the word from Joshua Simmons, the Policy Counsel for Global Financial Integrity. But others, including Transparency International Australia, see the G20 statement differently. TI's Maggie Murphy says G20 leaders have taken a concrete step to make it harder for the world's corrupt to hide, with the adoption in Brisbane of new G20 high-level principles on beneficial ownership transparency. The statement went on to say in 2011, the World Bank found shell companies were used in 70% of grand corruption cases over the last 30 years.